Welcome back, everybody, to Yom Tov Daf Ayin Chesem and Aleph 78a, and we are on the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah had told the Shemen Kinei Gosach Ever Katan that oil, in order to be chayav for carrying that on Shabbos, you need to carry enough that you can anoint a small limb, but it didn't tell us which small limb or who this is referring to and what exactly this is about, so the Gemara is going to analyze it. Again, our Mishnah gave different shiurim for different liquids to tell us what amount of liquids you need to carry in order to be chayav on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amrei Debei Rabbi Yanai, so the scholars of the Academy of Rabbi Yanai said, Shemen Kinei Gosach Ever Katan Shal Katan Ben Yomo. So what this minimum shear of oil is referring to is to anoint the small limb of a day-old infant, meaning the smallest limb of the smallest possible human being. Says the Gemara Meisve. We have a question on this from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Shemen, that if you take out oil, Kinei Gosach Ever Katan Katan Ben Yomo. So it says it has two separate things, either a small limb or on a day-old infant, but not both. My lav Ever Katan De Gadol Ever Gadol Shal Katan Ben Yomo. It's not talking about either a small limb from an adult person or a big limb from a small baby, from a one-day-old baby. So we see that it's not talking about the smallest possible limb on the smallest possible baby. So Amri Lach Debi Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai's house would say back, lo, this is not what the Braisa is talking about. Hachi Kama, really what it means to say is Shemen, if you're going to take out oil, Kedei Lasa Chever Katan, Shal Katan Ben Yomo. That it is talking about the smallest possible limb on the smallest possible day-old infant. Says the Gemara, maybe this can be a Machlokas Tanaim. Lima Ketanai, maybe this is a Machlokas Tanaim. Shemen, Kedei Lasa Chever Katan, Katan Ben Yomo. That if someone's going to carry out oil, you are going to be chayav if you take out the amount to anoint a small limb and a day-old infant. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nosson disagrees. He says, Kedei Lasa Chever Katan, just to anoint a small limb. So my lav ba'akam ulfigir, they're not arguing about the following. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Sav Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Ever Katan Shal Katan, that has to be the small limb of a one-day-old infant. Rabbi Nosson, Sav Rabbi Nosson holds, Ever Katan the Gadol, Ever Gadol the Katan. Either it's talking about the big limb of a tiny baby or the smallest limb of a big person, of an adult, of Ali, or Katan, Shal Katan, Ben Yomo, lo. But if it's talking about the smallest limb on the day-old infant, that is not going to be enough in order to be chayav for carrying on Shabbos. So if this is so, then the Tana de Rabbi Yanai are really holding like Rabbi Shimon Elazar against the Shita of Rabbi Nassim. So answer the Gemara, lo, this is not necessarily a parallel case. De Kuyama, Ever Katan, De Katan, Ben Yomo, lo. Because maybe it could be possible to say that everyone agrees that the smallest limb on the smallest type of baby is not going to be enough to make you chayav for carrying on Shabbos. Velesed Rabbi Yanai. And the opinion of Rabbi Yanai is not held by either Tana Bahacha and over here, but Bahakam of again. Really, this is what they're arguing. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Savar, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Ever Katan de Gadol, Ever Gadol de Katan Ben Yomo, Kiadadi Nu, he holds that the small limb of an adult, the smallest possible limb of an adult, and the largest limb of a day old infant are similar. Now, practically, this is tough to understand because the smallest limb on an adult person is like a tiny finger, and the biggest limb on a tiny baby is the thigh. So we know that your finger is not going to be the size of the baby's thigh. So what does it mean that it's the same amount? So says many of the Mefarshim that it's referring to how much shemen is needed to go ahead and spread out. So a baby is very smooth, so it's easier. You could take a smaller amount of shemen, whereas an adult person has either hair or rough patches, whatever it may be. So that's why it is equal. But over here, that's what he could be saying, that it's the same amount, either the small limb of an adult or the big limb of a baby. Rabbi Nosson, Sav Rabbi Nosson disagrees, and he says, Ever Katan de Gadol Ein. That if one takes out the smallest limb of an adult, then he is going to be chayav. Ever Gadol de Katan Ben Yomo Lo. But if he were to take out the biggest limb of a Katan Ben Yomo, of a one-day-old infant, then he is not going to be chayav. So that could really be what the Machlokes Tanaim is, and both of them would reject Rabbi Yanai, who said that you could have the smallest limb on the smallest possible human. So my havelah, so what's the halach about this? Tashma de Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Shemen Kedei Lasa Chever Katan Shal Katan Ben Yomo. So we see that Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, halacha will be that if someone carries the amount of a small limb on the smallest possible baby, you are going to be chayev. So we see that Rabbi Shimon Elazar does in fact hold with Tana de Rabbi Yanai, which is that the smallest limb of the smallest baby could be enough to have you chayev for Hotzan Shabbos in terms of carrying oil. Now the Mishnah then went on and said, Mayim kidei goshel pemes akilah, that water, one is only going to be chayav when they carried enough to make some sort of eye mixture. They used to make some sort of paste. When you have enough water for that amount, that's going to be enough. So says the Gemara, general rule. Amar Abaye Abaye says, Michti, let us see. Kol milsa deshlicha v'lo shlicha. So anything that has a normal usage and a not as common usage, so let's say water. Water is normally used for drinking, and it's not as commonly used for making this paste for this eye mix medicine. So what would you do in that situation where there's one normal function and one less normal function? Azul Rabbanan basar deshlicha l'kula. So the Rabbanan would say, we're going to go buy the more common thing that it's used for, even if that's a bigger amount, even if that would lead to a kula, we're still going to follow that amount. Shlicho, shlicho, let's say it's two things that it's commonly used for. Also, Rabbanan basar shlicha l'chumra. Then we would use the more common one of the two options that you have, in order to go l'chumra, we would say it's going to be the smaller shear. So the Gemara now goes and demonstrates what this means. So yayin, when it comes to wine, shesiyaso shchicha, refuaso lo shchicha. So when it comes to wine, so it's normal to drink, it's a common usage to drink it, but not as common to use for healing. So also Rabbanan basar shesiyaso shchicha l'kula. So over there, the Rabbanan followed the shear for drinking, even though that's a kula, because it's a bigger amount, that's what they followed. Cholav, when it comes to milk, achilaso shchicha, refuaso lo shchicha, meaning it's normal to be used for drinking, but it's not normal to be used for healing. So therefore, also Rabbanan basar achilaso l'kula. So the same thing again, the Rabbanan followed the more normal thing, which was eating, even though that's a bigger shear, so they went l'kula, because that is more normal. Dvash, but when it comes to the case of honey, achilaso shchicha, refuaso shchicha. It's normally used for eating, and it's also normally used for healing. So therefore, also Rabbanan basar refuaso l'chumra. So therefore, the Rabbanan followed the healing one, which is a smaller shear, because they're both normal usages, so it went with a smaller amount. But what we see is this idea of how exactly the shiurim are established based on the different type of thing and what its normal usages are. But, says the Gemara, this rule does not seem to follow when it comes to water. Let's see what happens with water. It's normal to be used for drinking. It's not normal to be used for healing. So my time, so why in this case, if we have a case of shchicha and lo shchicha, something where it's normally used for and something which is not normally used for, we say we go l'kulo for the thing that's shchicha. But over here, we're going with the thing that it's not normally used for, refuah, and we're going l'chumra. So why would we do that when it comes to the water? So comes the Gemara and answers, Amar Abaye, he would say, b'glila shanu. No, we're talking about the case in glila, where the water was consistently used for healing. And since it was used for both over there, we go l'chumra in terms of the smaller shear, which is the healing shear. Rava Amar, Rava has another entry. He says, Afilu tamim b'shar makamos. You can even say this wasn't just necessarily in Beglila, it's really all over Kiddush Shmuel, but really we're holding like Shmuel, that water really is used commonly healing in all different types of places. So that's why you can use the smaller amount. The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Kol shak yanei masu, that all liquids when mixed into the eye with plaster, so they might cure you, metale, but they will cover the eye and mess up your sight. Levar mimai, except for water, de masu velo metale, that just cures you and doesn't cover the eye, so it only has good things happen because of it, but not bad things. So we see it is used for refuah just as much, and it is considered shchicha for the refuah as well. Then the Mishnah said, "Ushar kol hamashkin b'revias," that all other liquids are going to be revias. Says the Gemara, "Tana Rabbanan Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Adam l'chomine mashkin," that if someone takes out blood or any other type of liquid b'revias, you're only going to be chayev if you take out a revias. Rosh Hashanah Elazar, Rosh Hashanah Elazar disagrees, and he says, "Dam kedeg l'chol ba'ayin achas," that if you take out blood, the amount of blood you need to carry to be chayev is the amount that is enough to apply to one of your eyes. Shekein kochal l'mvirkis, because blood is normally applied to heal some sort of speck that's coming out from the eye. Mind you, and what type of blood is this referring to? Dama de tarnigolas bar. It's referring to the blood of a wild hen. Somehow that had a healing effect. Now we continue this by Shemin Gamliel. Shemin Gamliel says, Dam kidei l'chol bo ayin achas. If you take that blood, he's going to be chayv for the amount that would be enough to apply to one eye. Why? Shekein kochal l'yarud. Because we do see that you apply blood to heal a cataract, and so therefore that's going to be enough of a shear to make you chayav on Shabbos. Mind you, and what blood is used for this? Dama de chrushtina, the blood of a mole, v'simanecha, and the way we can remember this, a mnemonic for this is gava legava, inner for inner, bara lebara, and outer for outer. The moles are found within human habitats, under buildings and stuff, so therefore they're referred to as the inner creatures, and their blood is meant for the healing of the cataracts, because that's within the eye, and wild hens are found on the outside of human settlements, and therefore their blood is going to be for the protrusions of the eye, which is on the outside of the eye. So that's just a way to remember it. Now says the Gemara, continuing this price of Medzvar Mumurim, what's all this talking about in terms of the minimum shirim? Bimotzi, this is referring to someone who takes out the substance into Rosh Hashanah Man Shabbos V'Av Matznia, but just talking about someone who stores away this substance, Kol Shehu Chayev. As long as it's something valuable that he would store away, then you're going to be chayev even for a tiny amount. It says, but what case are these minimum shirim stated? They are only stated in terms of when someone's going to be storing it away. But in the case of someone who's taking it out into Rosh Hashanah, you're only going to be chayev b'revias. Umodim chacham l'Rabbi Shimon, and the chachamim agreed to Rabbi Shimon, moti shofchin l'Rosh Hashanah sheshirin b'revias, that when someone's taking out wastewater, water that's just meant to be thrown out, that the shear is going to be revias. Now the Gemara is going to analyze this last section of the verse that we just said. So Amar Mar, we said previously, b'medzvar mamurim, when do we say these minimum shear? B'moti avab matzniya kol shu. We say it when you're just taking out into Rosh Hashanah, but when we're talking about storing it away, because you view it as chashuv, then you're going to be chayv even for a minute amount. So ask the Gemara, atu matzniya laf moti hi. Ask the Gemara, just hiding it aside is not going to make you chayev. When we're saying that you're storing it away, that of course is referring to you carrying it out. So how could the Braisa make this distinction between someone who takes it out into Rosh Hashanah and someone who just stores it away if both situations require you to be taking it out into Rosh Hashanah in order to make you chayv? So answer the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Hachav Mayaskina, no, what's the case that we're talking about where we have this distinction? But Talmud Sh'amar Lo Rabbo, we're talking about a student whose master told him. So we're not talking about a real Rebbe Talmud relationship, we're talking about like an intern. So if someone has someone working for him and he told him, Lechu Pane Li Hamakom Mesuda, go and clear the place for me that I can go and have a meal. Halachu Pina Lo, so the intern goes and clears it away for him. So says the Gemara, Dover Chashva Kol, if he took out an item that is significant to everyone, Chayvi Lave, then he's going to be chay for taking it out, even if it was not stored away by the master, because it was something which is significant to everyone, he's going to be chay for it. Dover Sheino Chashva Kol, but if he took out an item with him to go do this task, something that was not significant for everyone, E Atsne Rabe, if his master had stored it away, Mi Chayvi Lave, then this intern is going to be chayv for taking it out. But if the master did not store it away, lo mechayv, then he is not going to be chayv in that situation because it's not considered significant. So this is what the Braisa meant with its distinction between someone who is motzi and someone who is storing it away. It's the case where you're working for someone else and carrying it, whether they would store it away would make you chayv, because that changes how we view its importance and the type of object we're referring to. Now the Gemara goes and analyzes the last part of the Braisa. Amar Mar, we said previously, modim chacham le Rabbi Shimon be motzi shofach le Rishon Rabban shishirin berevias. So the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Shimon that when we're talking about water, which is just going to be wasted and just thrown out, that the shear is going to be bervius. So what purpose does gross water have? So why would you be chayv at all for it? So I'm Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Yirmi says, L'gapo b'hen asatit. It's useful in order to knead clay with it. I ask the Gemara v'atanya, tikidei lasos b'hen pikor. But when it comes to clay and kneading clay, the Gemara seems to give a different shear, a much smaller size than a revius. So how can you tell me that a revius is going to be the shear for this? So answer the Gemara, lokasha hada migbal hada lo migabal. So this second brisa that's telling us the smaller amount for the clay, that's referring to clay that was already kneaded. But if you have clay that was not already kneaded, then you would need a revius in order to even make it worth it. Why? Because lefisha in adam toreach legabel tit lasos pikor. Because a person's not going to bother and go through this whole process of kneading the clay just to form a small opening. Meaning, if you're going to go through the process from scratch and you're going to need a revius, to the small amount is when it was already needed in some way, so that's why it's not going to necessarily need to be the same size. So this is Daf Ayin Chesamid Aleph, more of just the Shi'urim in terms of liquid. We're going to start a new Mishnah tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.